to Rachel Holder from Thriving South. And good afternoon, Rachel. How are you?
Hey, Andy. I'm good. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. Weather's a wee bit iffy today, but looking pretty good over the weekend. So, you know, glass half full scenario. There's been a lot going on. So, yeah. But as far as the weather goes, yeah, a little bit of rain, though. People won't say no to that.
No, exactly. This time of year, we're all a little bit thinking, oh, shit, how long are we going to keep getting rain for?
And that's it. People are in there doing the tractor work at the moment, looking after farms and just doing what they can for the landscape. And, yeah, that's always the story from now onwards. The argument goes in some areas, you never say no to rain from now until Christmas.
That's it. Keep it growing. Keep the grass green.
Thriving South and Rachel, how's things been?
Oh, been a really cool month. You know, we have seen catchment groups sort of come to life in the last couple of weeks as they come out of that really busy calving and lambing season, and you know, they're all getting together, getting around the coffee tables, having a couple of beers, having some barbecues, talking about, you know, all things great that they want to sort of achieve over these next few summer months.
Talk about the new catchment groups. Whereabouts have they started?
Well, so some people, depends what you want to call new, some of them have had a revival of life, which is great, but we've seen Otama, Wendon and Knapdale start their sort of first catchment groups officially these last 6 months, which, you know, kind of gets us that little final gap in the map filled up with catchment groups. So we're really excited to see what those guys get up to.
How many are you up to now, catchment group-wise?
Oh, the number is changing. We're saying about 35 catchment groups in Southland now, which is, you know, really powerful. About 2 years ago, there was only about 18.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've seen some bigger groups split up and, you know, kind of start getting really niche, getting really local to their streams and communities and catchment. And then, yes, some new groups popping up in areas that have never really had a catchment group.
So the catchment groups are like going, like a pyramid scheme. They're breaking up, going into another side. They're going down there. There's a catchment group within a catchment group, going to another catchment group. But in other words, it sounds as though it's, for want of a better word, it's thriving.
Yeah, it's thriving, I know. It sounds a bit cheesy, but no, it's cool. And that's the thing, is the groups are all sort of doing this, you know, as they feel fit and as they see a need arise, and, you know, all of their topics and projects are changing with what they, you know, with what their community and what those farms in that area are sort of wanting.
Yeah, no, it's really positive too. The work we hear regarding it, regarding Thriving South and with the catchment groups, it's all good, isn't it? There's a lot of good stuff. I mean, I keep saying it, you can only control what's happening on the farm, through the farm gate, what's happening on your farm and your property, everything else aside. And the work that people are doing, look, it is so all good. And I just wish there was a lot more recognition going for it on a bigger scale.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and that's it. Like, a catchment group is what everybody wants, you know, what anybody wants it to be. And it is just about saying, like, hey, we know we're going to be farming in 50 years, but some of that's a little bit unknown at the moment. You know, we don't 100% know how we're going to do it. But, you know, we've got a fabulous community and a whole great bunch of people out there who are thinking of ideas, thinking of ways that they can, you know, start getting through some of this noise. And, you know, we're really excited that we get to hang out and work with a lot of those people, which is awesome. And, you know, they're sort of bringing along their neighbours and their friends as they go through this process, which is really powerful stuff.
As far as Thriving Southland goes, what's happening? What's coming up?
We've got our AGM coming up, which isn't that exciting, but it is exciting. We're going to make it as interesting as possible up in Gore on the 10th, so that's fabulous. We've got a power load of events coming out, so if you are sort of keen to get along to an event, check out the Thriving Southland website and our events tab. Anything that's on that page is open to everybody. You know, we'd love to see a bit of cross-contamination, people coming from, you know, different areas, checking out what people are doing. But, yeah, the sort of the peak season of field days and events is really coming up, and there's sort of something on there for everybody, I guess.
And what time is the AGM kick-off?
Well, 1:30, I think. Might have to check the website to double-check. But 1:30, I believe, formalities are kicking off.
Suppose it'll be up at the lodge, is it?
That's it, the Croydon Lodge, you've got it.
What else has been happening?
Well, I guess we've been spending a lot of time making plans. You know, we are sort of coming up to the last year of our current funding. So, we've had a big chunk of money, and really great that we've been able to get sort of 80% of it on the ground now. And we've just sort of got these last few projects that we're looking to fund. And, you know, we're just working with the groups that have got some projects. Greenhouse gas, big topic. So we're seeing, you know, a couple of groups look at different ways that they can look into that space, which is cool. And yeah, just this real planning phase, I guess, for all things to deliver, which we are excited to have a plan, because a couple of years ago we had no plan.
Well, that's it. And we're hearing lots of low methane rams being available for sale as well. Lots of Andrew Tripp and Nithdale doing great work there too. It's good to see this kind of stuff coming into the mainstream as well, and people trying to adapt to the current situation, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's it. People are just, there's a lot of noise out there, and it's just about trying to say, like, what can we do now? Where can we go now? You know, what can we actually do on the farm and, you know, within our farm gate? And it's awesome to be involved in that space to try and help, you know, people seek a bit of clarity.
It's a big thing, isn't it? Just clarity. People just want to know where they stand. That's all people ask for, is transparency. But the good thing is, though, we talk about the workshops that you're running there at Thriving South, and the positive is that this is all happening now, because we can do that. You don't have to wear those masks and the like, or majority of people are. You do understand sometimes people are wearing them for whatever reason, but we can get these workshops going now. We can get all these events up and running again, conferences, etc. Like AMP shows are happening up the country today. Yeah. So, yeah, we're starting to get our feet again.
That's it. And it feels really good to be in the space. It feels good to be around people.
Doesn't it?
And, you know, that energy is really easy to capture, and it's powerful stuff. And you can see people feeling excited for, you know, an idea or an innovation that they've got in the pipeline.
Yeah, I'd like to put into context, just on the street corner this morning, St Mary's School was down there just doing a wee concert there outside intersection here, the pedestrian crossing here in Gore, and it was brilliant. So I wandered along for 5 minutes and had a listen, because you can.
Yeah, because you can. That's cool, isn't it? It's also that time of year, the spring, the summer, the flowers, the green grass. It's hard not to smile at some of those cool little things.
So, Rachel, the best way to get in touch with Thriving Southland, obviously through your social channels, or what's the best way?
Yeah, definitely. Facebook, Thriving Southland Facebook page has sort of the most, current, fast news, and you can see what we've been up to, see what's in the pipeline. But the website would be, if, you know, you're keen for some event details or you need a little bit more information, if you want to read about the projects that we have on the go or the projects that we've completed, thrivingsouthland.co.nz is the place to go.
Hey, Rachel Hall of Thriving Southland, appreciated your time, and we'll catch up again, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks, Andy. Have a good afternoon.
Rachel Holder there out of Thriving Southland. Really enjoyed talking to Rachel and the team there, Richard and co. The work they're doing around the province, and up to 35 catchment groups now. And give yourselves a pat on the back. It all reflects on the Southland community as well, the rural community, people wanting to get on board and do the best things that they can.